Again, a Sindrukan word was spoken, and the feeling and control drained from Greg's right arm. His hand grew numb, and the smart gun slipped out of his nerveless fingers. He half gasped, half laughed, face only inches from the rough planking, as he seized the Raug gun with his other hand. Then, with a considerable effort, he levered himself up against the nearby tree trunk, sweat trickling and itching down his temples and scalp, as he forced himself into a seated position. Deliberately, he rested the smart gun on his leg, aiming it at the flight of stairs that curved up around a large branch that protruded from the main trunk like a huge shoulder.
"I think I've heard that argument before," Greg said. "Usually from out of the mouth of a lout with delusions of grandeur. Oh, but wait a minute. That's exactly what your precious hegemony is. A gang of louts with big guns, big ships and big boots. You can dress it up any way you like, with pretty sounding phrases and lofty visions, but ultimately, you're just a mob of self-important thugs who want it all."
Silence. Then a voice whispering from overhead. "Are you trying to get yourself killed?" He glanced up, and there she was, peering over the edge of a blossom-fringed platform. She looked so real, so solid, that he almost believed it. "It's not much of a plan, but it's all I've got right now," he said. "Maybe I can provoke him into showing himself." Alarm flickered in her eyes. "And if I die, you'll have to take this gun and kill him. I mean, if you can. If you're not a—" She shook her head, then gave a shrug and ducked out of sight, leaving him suddenly, bleakly alone. A moment later, Kuros spoke again.
"I must admit, Dr. Cameron, your species has shown itself to be invidiously annoying, and at times more trouble than they are worth, and you are an especially irritating example of your kind."
"Och, you're just saying that. Come on, tell me what you really think. Tell me to my face."
"I had toyed with allowing you one arm and a sporting chance of hitting me, but I've changed my mind. Instead, I think you deserve to come back with me to the Hegemony Core Worlds, where I can introduce you to the wonders of the Hegemon's own personal vivisection labs. It would be, I feel, a suitable reward for all your efforts."
Kuros spoke another word. Greg's arm went dead and fell to his side, the smart gun half slipping from his now useless hand. His attempt at goading Kuros into showing himself had failed, while Cat seemed to have simply vanished, ghosted away. There was the sound of descending steps, and he looked up to see a tall, grey-robed figure stroll leisurely towards him. A shadowy cowl was pushed back to reveal the features of Utaves Kuros.
"My transponder tells me that a transport will be here quite shortly," the Sendrukan said. "There is a platform more adequate for embarkation further up, which means that I will have to carry you."
Kuros was half a dozen paces away when a figure dropped onto him from the branches above. Small hands clawed at his face. Flailing at his assailant, he cried out and staggered back, tripped on a jutting board, and fell full length on the planking. That was when Greg realized that the attacker was Catriona. She held on like grim death as the Sendrukan landed, letting out a howl of rage. Greg heard her cry out, but she kept one arm wrapped around Kuros's neck, refusing to let go even when the big Sendrukan started grabbing her limbs and swinging wild punches.